Hey everybody, we are now taking entries for the 5th annual SleeperWire Pro-Am. If you haven't heard of it, it is a large charity league with analysts, podcasters, writers, and pros from around the fantasy industry. The pros this year include Justin Boone, Jake Seeley, Marcus Grant, Pat Fitzmaurice, Ryan McDowell, and more. We're actually keeping the price the same as last year as well. It's $50 to get into a Pro-Am league, $30 for a SleeperWire listener league, or $75 for both. So here's how you donate. Go to sleeperwire.com/donate and then choose the price that you want to donate at. Do you want to donate $30 for a listener league? Do you want $50 for just the Pro-Am? Or do you want $60 to get into both the Pro-Am and the listener league? After that, take a screenshot of the confirmation and send it to sleeperwire@gmail.com. Include your name, email address, and your sleeper username, and we will get you on the list. Welcome everybody to the SleeperWire show. Welcome to the second episode of our mock draft strategy series. I am your host, Professor Chris, and with me we have quite the cast of characters this week. First off, Prophet Hoos back on the show. What's up, man?
What's going on, Chris? Good to be back doing another mock.
Yeah, this is two shows in a row for you. That is unheard of.
but I'm back.
We have Max. It's been a while, but Max is back on the show.
Yeah, I'm alive. Can you believe it?
No, we can't. Sometimes we go months without hearing anything from you. Yeah. And the draft genius. How's it going, man?
What's up, people? I'm ready for this mock, man. I'm hyped. Football is almost here.
Hopefully.
You know, time to just get that money.
Let's get it.
All right, so this is a series of shows that we will be doing over the next couple weeks where we try out different drafting strategies in mock drafts. Last week we did a mock draft with two of us drafting on the turn and one of us trying the zero RB strategy from the middle. So I took the the 101. No, Mike took the 101 and I had the 112, and Hoos, you had the 107 and you went zero RB from the 108. Okay. Glorious. On this show, we will either be taking a quarterback early and seeing what our team looks like, or going with a zero wide receiver strategy. So myself and Hoos will be taking quarterbacks early, and then Draft Genius and Max are going to go with a zero wide receiver strategy. We're doing this in Sleeper. It is a 12-team PPR, just single quarterback, two running back, two wide receiver, tight end, and a flex. Nothing special, no super flex, no crazy scoring, anything like that. Before I hit start on the draft, I'm just going to run through the teams, the people who have joined us real quick. So at the 101, we have JPC3, SleeperWire, who is Adam, used to be our head, Grand Poobah here. At the 102, I am at the 103. McNaga, good to have you back at the 104. Goodwrench at the 105, good to see you again as well. Hoos at the 106, Draft Genius at the 107, Everett 88 at the 108, Max is at the 109, Jason is at the 110, George is at the 111, and Spack is at the 112. A lot of sleeper wire guys in here. It's good to see a lot of action there. That's awesome.
Getting closer to the season.
For sure. And let's go ahead and kick the draft off here. And let me click. Begin draft. We have a 30-second clock, so it is going to go quickly. We'll probably be able to get through the entire thing on this show. So it went Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley, and then now I'm at the 103. I am taking a quarterback early strategy. However, at the 103, I don't think I can take one here. I don't know why, but Zeke is ranked as the 12th overall. That seems weird.
He wasn't used very well last season. That's probably why.
It's probably also factoring Superflex, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, but I feel like the rankings are different when you add in a Superflex.
That's true.
I don't know. either way, well, I'm going to take Zeke in this round and then see what happens in the next round with quarterback, because early quarterback can really be first, second, or third round.
Right.
McNaga on the clock here.
McNaga letting it drop down to the final seconds. Not sure what he's doing over
looking
here.
Looking like the first official auto pick. Oh, no, it wasn't. Good for him.
Kamara.
Alvin Kamara. Yep, Goodrich 12 on the clock. Draft Genius, I want to get your thoughts on the Redskins backfield. Who is the dynasty running back to own right now?
Dynasty-wise, I want all the Antonio Gibson I could get, man. That dude is a spark plug. He's going to play. It doesn't matter if he's playing running back. He's going to be on the field. So that equals more reps, more downs played, more fantasy points. If you look at what this dude did in college, I mean, the dude was a stud. You know, it didn't matter where he was on the field. He was – an option to score instantly. And we've kind of seen that in Memphis recently, you know, going back to kind of last year. It could just be the coaching, but I don't think it was. Antonio Gibson, he's a 6'2", 230-ish, something like that, pounder. Geis is made of glass. Bryce Love, I love him, but he's can't rely on him. There's a very big chance that Antonio Gibson could start in year one. You know, as soon as week one, honestly, if you look at Geis's injury history and Bryce Love's injury history, I think Gibson could carve out a role. Now, that isn't also saying much because I don't expect Washington to be a top 15 offense by any means.
You know? Yeah, I'm writing an article right now about the Redskins backfield, and Antonio Gibson, as I looked into all the stats and everything, was by far my favorite. 6'2", 228. He ran a 4.39 40-yard dash at the combine.
Amazing.
Which, you know, being a running back, well, drafted as a running back, I know he was a wide receiver basically, but 6'2", 230 pounds running a 4.39 is amazing. That's fifth out of all wide receivers. He led the AAC in yards per reception last season. 12 total touchdowns. He had, 33 carries for 369 yards as well. Over 1,100 yards from scrimmage. This dude can really do it all. I mean, I could easily see a comp between him and he's basically the Redskins version of Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, he reminds me a lot of Joe Mixon whenever he runs, man. He's patient. He'll probably not have as good of a line as he should over there, but he looks a lot like Joe Mixon, and I mean, also, he does some things Le'Veon Bell-esque, you know. He has a little bit patience as a runner, which that's hard to develop at the pro game because it all comes quick at you. So if you don't have it going into the professional level of football, then, I mean, it's very rare that you develop that at the professional level. So he's bringing some skills that not many people have going into the NFL, which is exciting. And he's paired with a young quarterback and just – a whole young offense. You know, I'm just excited about the Redskins offense, which is weird.
No, right? Because then you remember they still have Dwayne Haskins. But.
Right. And I'm a huge Haskins fan, dude. I love Haskins. But then they got my boy Kyle Allen now. Like, it's I don't care who wins the quarterback job, really. I just want to see Sims and that whole offense take off.
I don't mean to cut you off here, guys, but we got to catch up here. We're almost a full round behind. We can come back to this. Goodrich 12 at the 105 takes Michael Thomas. Who's going with the early quarterback strategy? Pat Mahomes at the 106. Draft Genius, you take Dalvin Cook. Everett 88 takes Derrick Henry at the 108. Max, I want to come back to your 109 pick of Aaron Jones here in just a second. Let's finish out this round, though. Davante Adams, Josh Jacobs, and Joe Mixon to round out the first round. Then Miles Sanders, Nick Chubb, Julio Jones, Kenyon Drake to UMax, Austin Eckler, and DeAndre Hopkins and Tyreek Hill. Max, justify taking Aaron Jones at the 109 over Mixon, Sanders, Jacobs, Chubb.
All right, so Mixon, I don't trust the Bengals yet. I want to see what happens with Burrow. I need to see more development with that team. Still relatively new coach, young quarterback. I don't really trust the situation there right now. I wanted Derrick Henry, but he got taken a pick before. Miles Sanders, I do like a lot. I thought that would have been too early to take him. Josh Jacobs, I also don't like the turmoil in Oakland. I know they leaned on him last year. He did turn out to be their lead guy, but I just don't trust it. Green Bay really turned into the Jones show. They have all their faith in him, and I mean, Eddie Lacy was a rolling meatball, and he still put up numbers. I just think of those options I had left, short of like the top five running backs, Aaron Jones was one that I felt the most comfortable with for consistent week-to-week points.
The rolling meatball.
Well, I mean, Eddie Lacy.
You basically have two of the three running backs who I think are most overrated for the first two rounds in Jones and Drake.
Well, Drake is – Drake, I'm looking at the PPR style. He will catch balls. He's very athletic. And the fact that they got rid of his biggest competition in Johnson, they are all in on Drake now. And they use – Arizona uses their running backs, or at least they try to as much as they can. David Johnson was just constantly hurt. So I'm going for guys that I think are going to be consistent and have a potential to explode in the points category.
Catching up here, Goodrich takes Todd Gurley at the 208, Kenny Golladay at the 209. I took Lamar Jackson at the 210, getting my early quarterback for this strategy here. Sleeper Wire takes Mike Evans, and then JPC3 takes Godwin to round out the second round and kicks off the third round with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Adam takes George Kittle, and now I am back on the clock here. Got Zeke and Lamar, and I think I'm looking at another running back here. Do I want to go with Fournette, Gordon, or Carson?
Seems like a Carson guy.
Yeah, I think I'm. Damn it. Well, if I had three more seconds, I was on Fournette, and I was going to go down to Carson, and I got autoed, but that's okay.
Yeah, you see, that's kind of what happened to me with the Hopkins pick. Hindsight's 20/20, but I would have taken Fournette right there.
Yeah, ooh. I love Fournette. So I had this post on Twitter today about who's your criminally underrated player for the this season. I think Leonard Fournette is being criminally underrated.
He is getting disrespected, but third round, I think that's appropriate. It's not too like you didn't let him fall too much further, but I've been seeing him go in the fourth round.
Yeah, 100 targets, 76 catches. He's a PPR monster now. Who knew?
I'm about to do something crazy, boys.
Can't wait. But just keep in mind, you're supposed to be doing the zero wide receiver strategy. So.
Oh, yeah. No, look, I just explained why I have Hopkins. You're not going to see a running back. I mean, you're not going to see a wide receiver go for me for a while. And let's be
Naga took Kelsey. Goodrich takes Carson. Ooh. Hoos takes Juju. And you take DeAndre Swift at the 307. You know he would have been there in the sixth round, right?
He would have been.
Yeah, but I have him. I'll tell you where I have him. Give me a
second. While you look that up, you're taking him over Melvin Gordon, David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, James Conner, Mark Ingram.
Yeah. The way upside, right? I mean, let's look at Kerryon Johnson's injury history. Not even just that. Look at him, his usage during games. I don't see him being a feature back. I never thought he was a feature back. I think Swift can take the reins kind of week four and just – I think he can have a top 15 season. Just as simple as that.
I'm not mad at it. I'm really not.
This is a borderline, you know, top. It depends how big your league is. Most redrafts I play in are 16 teams. So this is a RB1 borderline for me, you know, high end RB2. He's the best pass catcher. He's the best runner.
Off the board too. So that's great value, I think.
And he could be the best pass, but he could be 70% usage by the end of the season. Kerryon's 30%. Kerryon could get traded before the trade deadline. I don't think they're set on keeping Kerryon, really. But if you thought that was crazy, wait till you see my next pick.
I don't think Detroit, short of Matt Stafford, is set on keeping anyone, and especially in their backfield. I don't hate the pick.
I don't hate the pick. I love the player. I've got him in almost every dynasty league that I'm in. I'm just saying he would have been there later.
In a redraft.
So the reason, okay, I'm going to go down the running backs real quick. Reason, Melvin Gordon, I don't trust Denver to do anything they say. I don't trust Philip Lindsay to be out. I don't trust Melvin Gordon to be featured or for him to be the goal line back or anything. I mean, I think it'll happen, but I just don't trust them. You see, I don't trust David Johnson in Houston. I don't trust Adam Gase. Adam Gase is the I'm not even going
to – I'm going to get – Yeah, we don't have show. To. We all know.
there is an intriguing name. and David Montgomery, right? Very intriguing name right there, but I don't trust the Bears' offense. You see, I want an offense that I can trust. I know Patricia is going to use DeAndre Swift. I'm just going with him. All Buffalo, right. Zach Moss is there. I don't want any part of San Francisco. And then we'll see who I like next.
Well, let's catch up here. After you took Swift, it went DJ Moore, James Conner to Max. So he's starting out with Aaron Jones, Kenyon Drake, and James Conner. Jason takes OBJ. George takes Jonathan Taylor. SPAC takes AJ Brown and Amari Cooper on the turn. Then coming back around, George takes Melvin Gordon at the 402. Then it went Allen Robinson, Kyler Murray, Cooper Kupp, and you just took Cam Akers in the fourth round, who also would have been there later.
Look, I don't go by ADP. I go by my rankings.
I mean, you can go by your rankings, but you got to kind of play the ADP game as well. That's how you get some value.
But to me, these are some borderline RB1s I'm getting, man.
Yeah, they're borderline RB1s. You're supposed to be going zero wide out. So the
he is.
He is. It's just reaching so hard on speculation could hurt you later on in the wideout game too. Because I mean, like if you're gonna reach on everything, it's just.
And this is why I like to draft zero wide receiver, just because I see the adverse effect. I mean, where surety's more there for the targets, and we just don't know if Darrell Henderson ends up splitting work with Cam Akers. I love Cam Akers. I don't think he should really split much work with him, but we just don't know.
Oh, you mean, Hoos, you mean that's why you like going zero RB, not zero wide receiver?
Yeah, sorry.
No. See, I'm the exact opposite. I go zero RB because I go for the guys who I know either don't have much competition or have established themselves as the lead guy. That's what I'm looking for, is that in running back, the consistency.
Longtime listeners of the show know that Max and I don't agree on much, but going RB, RB, RB is not a bad strategy. We both agree on that.
I won a championship off of that once. I remember I did like Ryan Matthews. It was like the year Ryan Matthews was a stud. I have
that one, that 1 year.
The 1 year.
That 1 year.
The 1 year. Yeah, it worked out.
All right. I think I got to take my second wide receiver here. I think T.Y. in the fifth.
I like it.
I'm thinking either T.Y. or Terry McLaurin. I'm going to lean with one more year of Hilton. So let's catch up here. After you took Cam Akers, Hoos, you went with Robert Woods. Then it went Calvin Ridley, David Johnson. I took Adam Thielen at the 410. Le'Veon Bell, and then JPC3 on the turn takes Devin Singletary at the 412 and DK Metcalf at the 501. Adam takes Tyler Lockett at the 502. I take Hilton at the 503. McNaga takes David Montgomery. Goodrich on the clock now, and we are all caught back up. So normally we talk about how the late round quarterback is usually the best way to go. But I'm looking at my squad here with Zeke, Lamar, Fournette, Thielen, and Hilton. And in a redraft, I'm kind of loving these first five picks.
It's nice to not worry about the quarterback, especially when you get a stud one, especially one with a great floor like Lamar. I mean, he might regress some, but obviously he's still going to be a stud. I love it too. Obviously with the Mahomes pick here, I love my wideouts, and I'm just starting to grab my running backs. So
I will say, Chris, you're the only thing on your team that I actually don't like of this draft is the Zeke third overall. That's literally the only thing I don't like.
Would you have taken over Zeke?
Honestly, this might sound like a reach, but I probably would have gone Cook.
Okay. I don't hate that. No. Yeah. I live in Minnesota. I've become kind of a secondary Minnesota fan.
Yeah.
I love Dalvin Cook. I'm not worried about the holdout. They're going to do – like the general feel up here is that they're going to do whatever they can to keep him. They're going to pay him.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to hold out. He's going to get his money.
He's clearly one of the best running backs in the league. And with the way Dak Prescott is acting, with money they're going to have to pay him, I feel like it's going to be another Dak year, and they're not going to lean on Zeke again. I mean, I think that hurt them last year, but it's just how I kind of view it going down.
Zeke was still
top five, right?
Yeah, top three, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but I think he might have been top five. But at the same time, I don't think Zeke was used to his full potential. But Dalvin, I think Dalvin's still young enough where he just still has stuff to show us So I like that aspect of it.
Zeke was fourth in standard and third in PPR. All right, so let's do a little bit of catch-up here. Goodrich took Mark Ingram. Hoos takes Kareem Hunt as his first running back. Then Draft Genius takes Mark Andrews. Then it went Keenan Allen, Cortland Sutton, Raheem Mostert, DJ Chark, Terry McLaurin in the fifth round, kicking off the sixth. All right, and those technical issues are done. Let me click resume draft. There we go. All right, so we had left off with Darren Waller at the second pick in the sixth round. Then it went Dak Prescott, Jarvis Landry, Evan Engram, J.K. Dobbins. So three rookie running backs to Draft Genius. Hoos takes A.J. Green. Goodrich on the clock now takes Brandon Cooks. McNaga now on the clock.
In all honesty, I would have taken Deshaun Watson. I think that's because my power flickered.
I took that. Okay. I just thought you were just all going all rookies. Like, you're
dude,
just like,
I'm about to, dude. I'm about to go rookie running back strategy. What's
I
up?
Mean, I like it. But, hey, man, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. You know, I'm happy I got AJ where I did. He was, what, like the 24th wide receiver to come off the board? That's stealing. I mean,
oh, yeah. Oh, it's stealing if he does what he's supposed to do.
I mean, yeah, I mean, he had a whole year off. He's, you know, he's AJ, man. Like,
I love him, dude. I got no problem with the pick. Just make it someone like that makes me nervous.
So I was gonna go Kareem Hunt, but you wanted to take him, so I got mad, and that's why I left.
I like to get people upset during drafts and whatnot.
Catching up here, so after Brandon Cooks, McNaga took Stephon Diggs. At the 6'10", I took Marquise Brown. I got me that Lamar Hollywood stack right here. Adam takes Rob Gronkowski. So now he has Kittle and Gronk, which is weird.
He thinks he's in the super flex, premium.
A tight end premium for sure. JPC3 at the turn takes Higbee and then Keyshawn Vaughn. Adam back on the clock now.
And he takes Hunter Henry. Wow.
He grabs his first quarterback. Not mad at it.
Let me see. Wide receivers here.
Taking Russell, obviously, or Watson. Why are people so down on Watson, man? People need to – I mean, I know why. But, guys, relax, man. This guy is a stud. He's going to do nothing but put a huge chip on his shoulder that he lost his best receiver. And he still has a pretty good receiver, Brandon Cooks, Kenny Stills, Randall Cobb. I mean, they're not the studliest guys, but this guy spreads the ball around. And he mimics the guy that was just taken, Drew Brees. He spreads it around.
Now, who would you rather, Watson or Carson Wentz?
Oh, Watson.
Because numbers-wise, Wentz is better.
Wentz is better on a per game basis, I believe. Is that correct? I believe. But Watson, I don't know. I feel like Watson, he's still what, just 24 years old. I think he's still getting better. You know, Wentz is a stud. I love Wentz. But I just love Watson. I think he's getting just disrespected. He is getting criminally disrespected. As far as your post the other day, Chris, that is the guy who is getting criminally disrespected in drafts. Deshaun Watson. It's like, come on.
If Hopkins were still there, he'd be going in the third round.
I could see that. There's a lot of worry when you lose your number one receiver like that and you're replacing him with a injury-prone running back. So you're going to need someone to step up big time. I heard Josh Gordon might be a free agent when he comes gets reinstated. They could go after him. Who knows? Just to have another veteran wide receiver.
I knew I couldn't be on one damn show with Max.
No, I didn't want to say it. I knew it too. For a team that currently has no kind of sure hand guy, Josh Gordon wouldn't be a bad ad. I'm not saying he's the end all. He's
right. He's a piece. He's a piece.
I'm never going to be on a show with Max again.
I can't wait to text you later tonight. Just like sweet nothings about Josh Gordon.
Oh, man.
Catching up here. Adam took Drew Brees at the 702. I took Ronald Jones at the 703. That Twitter post that I had about criminally underrated, a lot of Ronald Jones response which was good to see. I agree with that one. I don't want to have a Buccaneer on my team because I – don't want to have to root for Brady or anything to do with Tom Brady to do well. But he's not a Patriot, so
there you go.
I don't know. I can maybe put it aside. I don't know. We'll see when it comes to actual draft season.
Still searching.
McNaga takes Russell Wilson. Goodrich takes Tyler Boyd. Hoos, he took Darius Geis. Draft Genius takes Deshaun Watson. Then it went Sony Michel, Michael Gallup, Damian Williams, Devontae Parker, and Deebo Samuel to round out the seventh round. Spat kicks off the eighth round with Matt Breda. George takes Darius Slayton, and now Jason on the clock takes Jordan Howard. Man, I was hoping he was going to fall back to me. Well, let's take a quick second here, and Hoos, how are you feeling about your early quarterback strategy here in this particular draft? You've got Pat Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Juju, Robert Woods, Kareem Hunt, AJ Green, and Darius Geis. So Hunt and Geis are your two starting running backs.
Right. So in a PPR format, I absolutely love it. I'm a little more, worried about Geis. But there's still a lot of good running backs that are on the board. I absolutely love Kareem Hunt. I was excited to get him, excited to get AJ Green. I know we only have a one flex, but I just couldn't let these guys pass by. AJ Green, where I got him, Robert Woods, I believe he's going to lead the team in targets. I think Cooper Kupp will lead the team in touchdowns. Juju's going to pop out, obviously, have a great year. And then I stacked Pat Mahomes with Tyreek. I love this team so far.
I like the confidence. Max, how are you feeling about your zero wide receiver?
So far, I really like it, honestly. I got Aaron Jones, Drake, James Conner, who I think are going to be three solid plays for me, followed up with Kyler. And then in the fifth round, I took Cortland Sutton, who, if Locke is the truth that they're claiming he is, will be perfectly fine. Sutton showed that he's a great wide receiver. Jarvis Landry, always consistent in PPR. Michael Gallup, another guy who should be a stud with the Cowboys. And then I picked up Justin Jackson because he's going to be the number two as of right now for Austin Eckler. We know the Chargers use two running backs. I like this team. I think this is a solid, well-rounded team just looking at it right now.
Draft Genius, what about your team so far with the zero wide receiver strategy? We know you got autoed Hopkins, but...
Right, so this, honestly, this is my regular strategy. Just every draft I'm in, I just load up on running backs, man. And that's about it.
And why is that your regular strategy?
Because running backs are the most valuable position in fantasy. I mean, think of how high running backs sell whenever somebody gets hurt. If Marlon Mack goes down and you have Jonathan Taylor, you can sell him for a top five wide receiver. Just using that as an example, obviously. But I also like to get an alpha wide receiver within my first four picks, which DeAndre Hopkins, I think he's an alpha. With Kyler Murray, he's going to be a top 10 wide receiver, no doubt about it. I don't have any fears in him. I think, if anything, he gets better because now he has just as good as a quarterback, So, I don't know. That's just my opinion on that. I like loading up on running backs. I think this draft class is phenomenal running back-wise, and I think most of them, if not all, can be, top 15 running backs. And I'm loving it. I'm loving life right now. I don't hate any pick I've made except Madison, because I'm not an Alexander Madison fan. Just flat now, out.
Yeah, I'm enjoying my strategy with Lamar Jackson, but honestly, I started out Zeke, Lamar, and Fournette. If I had started out with Zeke, Fournette, and then Carson, and then still got Thielen, Hilton, and Marquise Brown, and then Deshaun Watson in the seventh round, I would have Chris Carson and then just replace Lamar Jackson with Watson. I don't think that's much of a downgrade. So the early quarterback, yeah, it sounds great to have Lamar Jackson or Pat Mahomes on your team, but would you rather have Lamar Jackson or Chris Carson and Deshaun Watson versus Jackson and Ronald Jones?
Yeah, I'd much rather have Carson and Watson.
And yeah. What do you think, Max?
I don't know. There's so many running backs there now with Carson to go against, with Penny, Hyde. Hyde is the only running back coming off a health or going to be going into training camp healthy.
DJ and Dallas.
That backfield is so wide open right now because Seattle won't commit to anyone. They will not commit to anyone.
They will commit to Chris Carson because Chris Carson has been a top 12 running back.
I love Chris Carson.
I agree.
But I'm just saying, Rashad Penny, the few games he played, he looked like a stud. They're like, all right, later, Chris Carson, why would you bring in Hyde?
I mean, if you look at it, when they both played, they both ate. They both did well. Rashad Penny did not hurt Chris Carson. If anything, he extends him into their playoff run. So they're thinking team-wise. We're thinking fantasy-wise, obviously. But he doesn't hurt you fantasy-wise, obviously, either.
Yeah, Rashad Penny doesn't. What are you talking about, Carlos Hyde? Who Carlos Hyde, the first year of actual hard use is with Houston, and he performed. He did well. And Seattle's superior running team. So it's just going to be interesting backfield. I do love Carson. I assume he's going to be the starter, but I do hesitate on that backfield.
I think Carson and Hyde is going to be the backfield. Rashad Penny is going to have to prove himself at this point. I actually like that tandem right there, too. If you could get both of them, I think they'll both get work. But Chris Carson, he's going to be a stud.
Let's go ahead and catch up here. So we are now into the 10th round, and we left off at the beginning of the 8th. So the 8th round went Matt Breida, Darius Slayton, Jordan Howard, Justin Jackson, Matt Ryan, Alexander Mattison, Marlon Mack, Aaron Rodgers, Deontay Johnson, Justin Jefferson, Will Fuller, and Josh Allen. Then the 9th round, Julian Edelman, Tevin Coleman, Emmanuel Sanders, Christian Kirk, Henry Ruggs, James White, Mecole Hardman, Jerry Jeudy, Greg Ward, Hayden Hurst, Jalen Reagor, Zach Moss, and now we're in the 10th round. Spat kicks it off with Carson Wentz. George takes Tom Brady. Jason takes Tariq Cohen. Max, you take Hunter Henry. And now Everett 88 on the clock. And don't worry, guys. We will be taking a screenshot of these first 10 rounds and posting them as well. So you can follow along there as well. We tend to get a little caught up.
Chris, I really like Justin Jefferson where you got him.
I do, too. I just, looking at it now, since I have Thielen, I'm not sure I would have taken Jefferson.
I love it. I love the stack. I love the pairing.
Yeah, I'm a big, big Jefferson fan up here.
Can someone explain to me why there's no Hunter Henry love anymore? Like, why because he fell you so get, unbelievably far?
You get one game a season.
No, it's because people think that Tyrod won't target him for whatever.
I think Tyrod is a great quarterback, and I feel like he didn't get a fair shake in Buffalo. But who was their quarterback? Who was their tight end when he was in Buffalo?
In Buffalo, well, they haven't had a good Charles
Clay. It was Charles Clay, and Tyrod used Charles Clay.
He did.
I don't expect Hunter Henry will be one of the better receiving options there, and I like him. I got him super late, and I'm very happy with it. Just looking at tight ends like Gronkowski, I understand he'll be the starter there, but he's going into a very, very crowded tight end area. Dallas Goedert looks like he's going to be the replacement for Zach Ertz very soon. Waller, you can't really trust Oakland's offense right now. I do love Waller, though. Ingram, I hate the Giants, but Ingram is a good pick. I can't hate that. I just don't understand why Henry fell in the 10th round. And I probably could have got him next round, too. I just wanted to make sure I had him.
No, I love the pick. If you didn't grab him there, I was going to grab him.
Well, I'm glad I got him then. You stole my Kareem Hunt.
Well, after you took Hunter Henry, Everett takes Philip Lindsay. Draft Genius takes Marvin Jones. Hoos takes CeeDee Lamb. Goodrich takes DeSean Jackson. McNaga takes Preston Williams. And I'm going to take Antonio Gibson as my fourth running back at the 10-10. I think I got him in every single dynasty league that I'm in.
That's great.
Including the one that Draft Genius that you just signed over to me. I'm trying to make a tight end trade. But DFF Memphis, if you're listening, hit me back up, man. Hit me back up. I want that tight end, and you guys are going to see who that tight end is here in my next pick. And Hoos, you already know who it is. It's the guy I'm taking in every draft.
Oh, yeah.
I love that league, man.
No, it seems like it's going to be fun. That roster is massive.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big timer. I only play big leagues, bro. I'm not doing the small leagues. If it's not a big roster,
right?
I don't want nothing. If you ain't got buns, don't come here.
Don't come here.
He just changed up the lyrics.
I did.
Don't come here. Just don't.
Just stay away.
Just stay away. I love
it. Don't waste my time.
Adam takes Kerryon Johnson. JPC takes Drew Lock to end the 10th round. Jamison Crowder to start the 11th. It's good to see Drew Lock falling back to where he should be, because he was getting up there in the 5th and 6th round for a while.
Yeah, I think all the hype around the rookies, obviously, and then, you know, well, yeah, the rookies, they, you know, they drafted, you know, his tight end that he played with in college, and then they got Hamler and Judy. So, yeah, the rookie hype is starting to die down. You've seen it in drafts a little bit, too. You saw CeeDee Lamb, all these guys, Henry Ruggs, go a little bit higher. Now you're starting to see them fall. I still think they're going too high, but it's appropriate now. It's appropriate.
Starting off the 11th round, we have Jamison Crowder and then Anthony Miller. And then I took my tight end, the guy I've been touting all offseason. I love him. I think he's going to be a stud. Blake Jarwin. McNaga takes Chase Edmonds. Goodrich takes Latavius Murray. Hoos takes Daryl Henderson. Draft Genius, you took Brandon Ayuk. Is it Ayuk or Ayuk?
Ayuk.
Ayuk, that's what I thought. What do you think about this Blake Jarwin pick of mine? That's who I'm trying to get from Memphis.
Dude, he reminds me of Eric Ebron, honestly. You know, I just hope that they use him. I know they extended him, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to use him. You know, it's just money, and Dallas seems to be willing to throw away money. He's not that athletic, but he did show good hands, you know, this past season. And that's ideally what you want a tight end, is just sure ability to catch. That's all you really want.
Can I just throw this out there? Everett 88, I want to fight you for taking John Brown on me. I thought he was going to fall. I was so happy, so ready. And then one pick before me, he goes.
Well, that's a little harsh.
It just broke my heart. He just broke my heart right there. I was like, oh, so sneaky. Allen's going to step into his own. It's going to be such a great offense. And then I see that, and heartbroken.
Anyways, getting back to Jarwin.
So with Jarwin, really, and this is to attest to Dak Prescott's skill. You know, Jarwin had 38 targets this past year, right? He caught 92.7% of them. He had the number 3 overall catchable target rate. I'm sorry, the catchable target rate was 92.7. But his target quality, which is basically just is the average depth of target on all different type of routes. So, like, the routes that he's good at and so on and so on. He was top 5 at the position. Now, he didn't play as much as other people, but he showed the sure ability of hands. He showed that he's easy to develop trust with, because if you're taking a shot at a backup tight end whenever you're Dak Prescott and you got Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, Jason Witten obviously was on his road out. You got Zeke. You got Tony Pollard, who is the reason I placed where I placed last year in the Scott Fishbowl, RIP. It's just you got to have that trust with a quarterback. And I think Dak had something to do with his extension. I just hope that it pans out, because I'm like you, man. I'm taking Jarwin where I can. These two tight end leagues, you're getting him for a third-round rookie pick right now because people think he's just a flyby, which I think he could be more. So
you got all the Jason Witten and Randall Cobb targets are gone now.
Right. I don't think Cobb is anything, though.
Yeah, but he's still got the targets. Those targets are, you know, all those Cobb and Witten targets, they're not all going to go to CeeDee. They're going to also go to a guy who's been in the system. This is going to be that 30-year tight end breakout season for Blake Jarwin. I'm feeling it.
Dude, I'm hoping.
Yeah, but I love it.
You also look at McCartney, Mike McCarthy from Green Bay, whenever he was there.
Doesn't use tight ends.
Yeah, he doesn't use tight ends. And you also got to think they have a guy by the name of Tony Pollard. Well, McCarthy liked to use Lacy and Starks whenever he was there. So just something I had on my mind. You know, I think Pollard can be used a lot more. You never know with him, dude. You just never know.
Let's catch up here. Everett, as Max so lovingly put it, takes John Brown. Then, Max, you took a guy who I like just as much as John Brown, Robbie Anderson. Love him. Jason takes Michael Pittman, George takes Mike Williams, and then Spack takes Tony Pollard. Kicking off the 12th round, we got N'Keal Harry, Jared Cook, Boston Scott, Ito Smith, Noah Fant, Matthew Stafford, and Nyheim Hines. To be fair, I probably would have taken Michael Pittman in the last round and then taken Jarwin here in the 12th because I think he would have fallen to me, but I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, you probably would have got him.
Tell me what you like about Michael Pittman, dude. You're a Colts guy. I mean, I love him, but I have separate reasons besides him being on the Colts.
He is super fast, and he's also really – he's like a taller T.Y. Hilton with possibly even better hands.
So what happens whenever, you know, Michael Pittman becomes the X, the one, the alpha, and then Paris Campbell stays healthy and the Colts have a top 12 offense?
What do you mean what happens? They win the Super Bowl with Philip Rivers.
What happens is Chris Jones's fans.
I'm not mentioning my boy Jonathan Taylor, who's the, you know, dynasty rookie draft number one.
They win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
That's what happens.
Well, you got Philip Rivers.
T.Y. is not long for the NFL anyway. I could see him maybe being out of Indianapolis after this season. I mean, this is his last year of his deal, isn't it?
I thought
he was extended through 2020. He's a free agent in 2021. Yeah, so this is his last season on his deal. If Pittman steps up, which hopefully he does, and Paris Campbell can stay healthy, I don't know, or I could easily see the Colts letting him walk.
Dude, Paris Campbell is...
I was pissed that you took Campbell ahead of me in our Sleeper Wire startup last season. Okay.
Just go search Paris Campbell OSU highlights on YouTube, and you're going to shit your pants on how good of an athlete he is.
He can be a great athlete, but when you get hurt three separate times and three separate injuries in one season, it's like, are you glass, or like, can you handle the big boy hits?
I mean, he can handle it. It just... I think the injuries were more fluky. You know, it was a hand and foot fracture and a pulled abdomen or something. Like, it wasn't anything crazy that are reoccurring events. Those are very low severity injuries that never really occur more than once. So I think he just had a bad, you know, a bad season. I mean, we see it here and there. I can see him being a Santana Moss type player or possibly a Golden Tate type player, you know, like just a guy he's never the alpha on his team, but you know, whenever you put the ball in his hands, he's a threat to score. He can become consistent and reliable. He just excites me, dude. Every time I look at him, I'm like, give me more. Give me more. Give me more Paris Campbell.
I want you to know I was talking crap about Paris Campbell because he was in my queue and I wanted him for my last overall pick.
We all wanted him.
Because I want Paris Campbell in my queue, and I do want him. I do agree with what you say, but three fluky injuries, I wouldn't pay high for him at all. My last overall pick, just throw him on my bench, leave him, see what happens. I'm happy with
him. I mean, you're not going to get him on your last overall pick, but, I mean, he's going to play their slot. He's starting. So
I mean, I just did.
Oh, just now?
Just now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's definitely the third Colts wide receiver being taken, but honestly, he probably should still be owned. All right, the draft is complete. We're not going to run through that last round. You guys can view the picture either on Twitter, or we're going to post it in the Sleeper chat as well. I want to just take a second and run through our teams real quick. So I was doing the early quarterback strategy. I'll just do the first seven picks for each of us. Zeke, Lamar Jackson, Leonard Fournette, Adam Thielen, T.Y. Hilton, Marquise Brown, and Ronald Jones. Hoos was also doing the early quarterback strategy. Takes Pat Mahomes first. Tyreek Hill, so he gets that stack. Juju Smith-Schuster, Robert Woods, Kareem Hunt, and A.J. Green and Darius Geis. Draft Genius is going with the zero wide receiver strategy. Dalvin Cook, DeAndre Hopkins, DeAndre Swift, Cam Akers, Mark Andrews, J.K. Dobbins, and Deshaun Watson. Honestly, love that team for the potential. And Max, your zero wide receiver strategy, Aaron Jones, Kenyon Drake, James Conner, Kyler Murray, Cortland Sutton, Jarvis Landry, and Michael Gallup. So I want to first address my team. It sounds great to have Lamar Jackson, and honestly, it is. But we talked about this you know, probably what, 15-ish minutes ago in the show, I would much rather have, instead of Lamar Jackson and Ronald Jones, have Chris Carson and Deshaun Watson. So the early quarterback strategy can be great, but I feel like there are better options. Would you guys have taken someone over Lamar Jackson there instead? Maybe Fournette or Mike Evans or Chris Carson?
I would have taken Godwin, you know.
I wouldn't have.
You would have taken Lamar Jackson there?
I would have taken Lamar Jackson. I just don't trust Godwin this year because he doesn't have – and it's going to sound weird. He doesn't have Jameis Winston throwing to him, a guy who just wants to hurl the ball as deep down the field as humanly possible. So he has Tom Brady, who's going to be more precise. I actually think this hurts Tampa Bay's wideouts. Maybe not in PPR, but as far as like just overall production. And I like the Lamar Jackson pick, honestly, for the wraparound pick for the second round.
Yeah, I like it as well. I think I could have taken Carson there or Fournette. But, I mean, you can't really go wrong with Lamar Jackson. I kind of feel the same way with Patrick Mahomes. I like the stack that I ended up with. When it's Lamar and Patrick Mahomes, since it's early in the offseason right now, we're going to love these teams. You know, like it's right. No one's wrong. We all feel good. No games have been played. They look beautiful this early on. But then you look where Max got Kyler and you see what he did. And then you can say, okay, that's what happens when you wait for your quarterback. You still get a stud in Kyler Murray. And then you could get a Cortland, a Jarvis, a Michael Gallup, and a Greg Ward, who's going to start out of the slot in Philly, and a Robbie Anderson, who's no one knows who he's going to do. He could end up being the starting number one wide receiver there. We don't believe so.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
But we don't know. Teddy B is there. It's a new quarterback. If you look at Robbie Anderson, if you look at Michael Thomas' build, very, very, very similar builds. I actually put a tweet out, I think, last month that had very similar builds. I believe Robbie's a little bit faster than him. But, yeah, it's you can see the contrast in teams for sure. But this early on, I love my team. I love your team, Chris. But, yeah, I don't think you could go wrong this early into it.
And not only that, like I know we're looking at our teams right now, but a lot of people waited on quarterback. You got Russell Wilson taken in the 7th, Deshaun in the 7th, Aaron Rodgers in the 8th as the QB1. Josh Allen, I find a risky pick for quarterback, but, you know, 8th round. Like, you can wait on quarterback, but Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes do offer – like, I think Russell Wilson and Kyler have the potential to kind of get up there, but Lamar and Patrick have that, like, next level kind of QB production. So that's why taking Lamar in the 2nd or trying to stack Tyreek with – Pat Mahomes, I like that. Like, to me, like that sounds good.
Draft Genius, looking at your roster, is there anything you wish you had done differently?
I mean, to start, I wish I didn't take Hopkins in the 2nd. But, no, man. I mean, I really like this roster. You know, I would lock it in for the playoffs at least because, yeah, there's 3 – rookie running backs, 4 if you count my last pick. But I think that they become starters, you know. I don't mind losing the first 4 weeks because my running backs ain't getting reps. I mind winning the week 5 to playoffs. You know, you can go into the playoffs with an 8-4 record. That's possible. So I'm good with all that, you know. I love my tight end. He's my tight end 3 this year. Deshaun Watson is my QB4. I really enjoy it. I'm so happy I got Alexander Mattison because in the off chance that Cook does hold out all season, I got to start running back in the 8th round. I don't like him. I don't think he's good, but he's going to give me points. Mecole Hardman, I think he takes a huge jump this year. And Stafford's just a backup plan in case Watson just shits the bed. You know, I really do like my whole team. A.J. Dillon is just my guy. That's just my rookie that I'm really getting everywhere. He's just a workhorse. He's a pounder. If Aaron Jones, if anything would happen to him, we're looking at a possible he could be the top fantasy running back if he's the starter in Green Bay.
Max, what about you? Anything you wish you'd done differently?
Yeah, my biggest regret is I wasn't paying attention, and I had people in the queue that like I didn't necessarily have an order. I wish I took Chark over Sutton. Personally, I just don't trust Locke enough. I do like Sutton's athleticism, but I mean, for my team, like I have Jones. As long as he's healthy, he's going to be a stud week in, week out. Same goes for Drake. James Conner's working on himself a lot this offseason to try to maintain his health next season because the dude runs like a lunatic, but he's my RB3. Kyler may not be the best NFL QB, but fantasy, he will be a stud for you. And then I got Jarvis, Michael Gallup, along with Sutton. Love that. Greg Ward's supposed to start. Hunter Henry, I think, is a steal in the 10th round, I already mentioned. Robbie Anderson is up in the air, but it's Robbie Anderson. He was productive on the Jets. I expect him to be just as, if not more, productive with Teddy Bridgewater. And then my two backup running backs are my fourth and fifth running backs, Justin Jackson or Ito Smith. If Todd Gurley gets hurt, Ito's a RB1, which is great. And if Justin Jackson, I'm hoping he maintains that number two role and kind of does spells the goal line carries for Eckler, which is what I'm personally hoping for. And then the last overall pick, Paris Campbell, which we talked about, he has the potential to explode. So I actually really like my team.
And the last thing I want to talk about here real quick is let's just pick who we think has the best roster, who had the most successful mock draft. Can't pick your own team. And I'll kick it off. I think Goodrich 12 in this particular mock draft. I know he's been in most, if not all, of the mock drafts with us. I think he did a great job in this one. Michael Thomas, Todd Gurley, Chris Carson, Calvin Ridley, Mark Ingram, Brandon Cooks, Tyler Boyd, Aaron Rodgers. That's a pretty great starting lineup. I think Todd Gurley, if he's healthy, I think he's being underrated. Second round, that's the earliest I've seen him go. I've seen him go like fourth and even fifth sometimes. I like Goodrich. Who do you like the best?
Well, this dude named Prophet Hoos, that's like a really amazing team.
Yeah, but I hear he's kind of a douchebag who can't follow directions.
I really like Everett's wideouts, and I love his team overall, top to bottom, actually. I think every piece that he got was somewhat of a steal. He got Keenan Allen in the fifth round, Cooper Kupp I love, DJ Moore in the third round, Sony Michel, who I think is kind of just being slept on. I know he's getting over injury, but I think he's really getting slept on. And then he's got Phillip Rivers late. He got John Brown late, Jerry Jeudy, Evan Ingram, Matt Ryan late. He got Joe Burrow as a backup to Matt Ryan. Everett's been putting together some pretty good mocks I believe he was in the last one as well. He definitely has my favorite so far out of this.
DG, what about you? Who's got your favorite team?
Honestly, man, honestly, I'm trying to think right now. I really think it's back. You know, he got one of my favorite receivers on his team. He got another one of my favorite receivers on his team. He got Mixon and Sanders don't even get me started on them. We'll be here for another whole hour. McLaurin, I said how excited I was for that Redskins offense to take off this season. Debo is an extreme value right now because whenever he comes back healthy, he's going to be the dog in that offense. Ertz, I don't like that pick. I think Goddard is very possible to overtake Ertz this season. Arvita, I'm not interested. Most of them, I'm not interested. But Wentz, man, Wentz right there is a huge value. Pollard's a huge value. N'Keal Harry, dude, the forgotten unicorn. This guy right here. N'Keal is just in Dynasty, my most acquired player. So I got him in 16 out of 21 leagues.
16.
So here was my thinking, right? I didn't want to take him last season because I always go running backs in the first round of the Dynasty draft, rookie-wise. Figured Brady would rely on Edelman still, and N'Keal would have to change a little bit of his game. I got lucky. I was right. So, buy windows now for N'Keal. I think it's wheels up. But, I really like Damian Harris. That's what attracted me to this roster. I was thinking who I would have taken last over Damian Harris, and there's nobody really because the upside is extreme, right? The upside is the starting running back in the New England Patriots offense who's going to have a rookie quarterback, or Brian Hoyer, who his skeleton is starting to come out of his body. He's so old. So they're going to rely on the run game.
Let's go ahead and Let's start wrapping up here. Max, a little bit shorter. Who has your favorite team? We don't need to go through all 13 picks.
Actually, my favorite team was Bax as well. Okay. I really like it. The Breda pick wasn't the biggest fan of, just because I got Howard and there was still like Philip Lindsay, James White on the board. And besides that, though, I like Zach Moss. I like Tony Pollard. Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is what drew me here. Absolute steal in the 10th round if he can remain healthy. I just think this is a very well-built team. Mixon's clearly the number one guy, and I think Sanders is really going to improve this year.
All right, guys, that is going to wrap it up for our episode 2 of our Mock Draft Strategy Series. Hoos and Max and Draft Genius, thank you so much for joining me this week. This was awesome. It was great to be on a show with all three of you guys. First time it's ever happened. Hopefully it will happen in the future. Follow us on Twitter at Sleeperwire Show. I'm on there at prof_ChrisSW. Hoos is on there at Sleeperwire Hoos. And Draft Genius is on there at The Draft Genius. And then follow us on the Sleeper app as well. Professor Chris, Prophet Hoos, The Draft Genius, and Max SW. Also, don't forget, remember the Pro-Am promo at the beginning of the show. Go donate, join the Pro-Am. Details on sleeperwire.com. You can also, on Twitter, hit us up. Pro-Am's going to be awesome this year. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Peace.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll catch you next week.
Chris Godwin, top 5 receiver, baby. Let's go.
You heard it.